I'm now joined with Valeria Lorenzi, Irish Girl Guides Programme Officer, and Marita Riley of Engineers Ireland's DEPS Programme to talk about the Girl Guide Comp E-Titian and E-Badge. I'm also joined with Elodie, a Girl Guide from Greystones, who won the Engineering Design Award. She's going to be talking about her achievement. Good afternoon, Valeria, Marita, and Elodie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Johnny. Thank you very much.
Hi, Johnny.
First of all, Marita, I'll start with you, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So Marita, tell us about the three challenges, how it all works and what brownies, guides and leaders have to do.
So the e-badge was developed as a direct response to the COVID pandemic and the fact that the Girl Guides couldn't meet up in their groups. So the STEPS and Engineers Ireland and the Irish Girl Guides launched an engineering badge back in 2018. And it was very successful. It was really enjoyed by leaders and by Girl Guides and brownies alike. And we wanted to give them something that they could do during this time when the groups weren't meeting to continue their engineering experience, or even more kind of interesting, to explore engineering at home, maybe with their families. So the e-badge was developed from that idea. And what we did was we came up with three seasonal, really fun challenges that we thought were fun anyway. And we combined them with kind of engineering elements. And these were Christmas challenge, then a St. Patrick's Day challenge, and then finally a summer challenge. So the Christmas challenge was a Rube Goldberg machine. So that was lots of fun picking up kitchen rolls and coming up with ways to make levers and pulleys and ramps with anything around their house. And they even, lots of the girls thought of really interesting ways to make the Rube Goldberg machine to give somebody a gift at a distance. So we had girls feeding their dogs with little toy treats and really, really inventive machines. And then we had the St. Patrick's Day challenge, which was a fairy house that the girls had to make for their Girl Guide leprechaun mascot, followed by my favourite, which was the treasure hunt. So the girls in this challenge had to pick out the engineering landmarks in their local area. So it really meant looking around and seeing that actually engineering is everywhere. And some people came up with really, really good engineering examples around them. And actually, as a result of that, we made a social series called the Engineering Tour of Ireland, where we spotlighted a town each day, showing that town and through the eyes of young girls and engineering. So they made a map, and in theory, you could go and follow the map if you watched the programme. So each challenge had a little bit of fun. They also had to make videos. But I think the most interesting part of the whole, I suppose, experiment in some way, was the fact that everything that we expected was exceeded. We just couldn't believe the standard of the work that came into us. You know, they really went over and above without us asking. They were very self-motivated. And we ended up getting these intricate, really challenging, they really challenged themselves. And we got videos, photos, essays in some cases, engineering drawings, replicas. It was just absolutely, it was fantastic to see it. Yeah, so that, I suppose that's the background to the e-badge.
Okay, so basically for each challenge completed, you can earn a STEPS e-badge, and after completion of all three, you then earn the full e-badge. Would that be right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, are the challenges made easier for brownies compared to guides and leaders because of their age and so forth?
They're not, actually, but they are very open. So we specifically decided not to make them very easy. Now, they weren't technically challenging and they were very open. So, you know, the challenge was build a leprechaun house, and then we gave them some examples of engineering elements they could bring into that, so they could put in a hinge on the door or a portico and, you know, these little options. But really, it was up to them what they decided to make. And without pushing them in any way, the brownies and the Girl Guides both just did fantastic stuff and really exceeded what we were expecting.
Okay, thank you very much for that. What kind of materials would be needed to take part?
So again, it was very much household materials. So obviously we at Engineers Ireland are very passionate about sustainability at the moment, and the Engineers Ireland STEPS programme really encourages throughout all the pillars of our, we have four pillar programmes, and we really encourage sustainability across the board. So the materials were all recyclable materials from the house and some craft materials. And we, one girl made an eco brick, which we really loved, which was a plastic bottle and stuffed with other kind of plastic materials to make the bottle stronger. So yeah, it was, again, it was completely up to them. It was a problem solving kind of challenge and creativity challenge, and that really helped them to see that kind of that engineering really is accessible to everyone, because those are really the key skills in an engineering, and there's something that everybody has. So that was one of the key points, was to bring across that engineering is something for everybody. And also, you know, with the materials, that was the idea, to problem solve what materials you're going to find in your house and which ones are suitable.
Okay. By the way, how are the entries judged and by whom?
So we collaborated with Mark Langtree from RTE and from Explorium, and he was really involved. He's actually very creative himself and very scientific minded, and he very much helped us in the Engineers Ireland programme in coming up with some of the ideas. He produced a video, and then a panel of engineering judges, actually including myself and Mark Langtree, did the judging. Then we had a marking scheme, and we stuck to it. So
Marita, for anyone interested in taking part, how do they go about it?
We have a fantastic engineering badge, which was, as I said, launched in 2018, and it's something that you can do with your units. And we really encourage all Girl Guides and leaders and brownies to look at doing the engineering badge. It's fun, and it also really helps girls to get the confidence and maybe overcome any fears they might have, to see that engineering really is something they interact with every day. And if you're interested and a leader maybe who's listening, we are doing leader training in autumn, and we also do it periodically throughout the year, so maybe look out for it on your leader's newsletter.
Okay, and apart from earning badges, tell us how finalists will get their place in Engineers Ireland STEPS Hall of Fame.
This is a very prestigious place to be, and you earn your place in the Hall of Fame by winning, coming runners-up, or getting the Engineers Design Award for one of the challenges. And actually, the Hall of Fame is new this year, so we may continue it for the engineering badge, but we haven't decided yet.
Okay, what kind of prizes are there for competition winners?
For the e-badge, we gave prizes of Lego Boost and also vouchers for KiwiCo. But we also gave, I suppose the main thing really is to earn the badge. It wasn't so much a competition, as we felt anyway, as everybody who actually did the challenges was incredible. It was very, very close, and everybody produced different innovative entries that everybody who earned that e-badge really deserved it.
By the way, there are deadlines for each challenge, and how can anyone entering find out about this?
The e-badge is actually over, and we won't be having the deadlines for them anymore. But the engineering badge, which is part of the Girl Guide syllabus, that is, there's no actual deadlines on that. But we really encourage people to try it, and maybe to try it for Engineers Week, which is a great opportunity to link up the Engineers Week activities with your badge schedule.
Turning over to you, Elodie, if that's okay.
Yeah.
First of all, Elodie, on behalf of all of us here at Near FM, congratulations on winning the Engineering Design Award. How did it feel for you on receiving the award?
It was really good. I felt so proud of myself.
I'd say you did, and your parents and family as well.
Yeah.
So you are in Irish Girl Guides in Greystones. How long have you been involved in guiding?
I have been in guides for, this year will be my third year.
Okay. And how has it been for you in Girl Guides since you joined up?
Really good. I've really enjoyed the whole experience.
Would you recommend it for any girls to join up?
Definitely. It's great fun.
So you came first place in the guide section of the first challenge. Tell us what you had to design and how you did it.
So you had to make a Rube Goldberg machine, and it was really fun. So I gathered stuff from around the house and I assembled it on the stairs.
Okay. And it took place last Christmas?
Yeah. And the aim was that you had to deliver a present to someone special.
Okay, and who did you give the present to?
A little teddy of mine. So it went down a chute and it delivered it to a teddy.
Oh, very nice. So tell us about the second challenge and what you had to do.
So the second challenge, you had to make a fairy door out of whatever materials you wanted. And I made mine out of chipboard, and I got to use a handsaw for the first time.
Okay, and how about the third challenge? Was that more difficult?
Yeah. The last challenge was you had to pick four different forms of engineering in your local area and take a picture at three places with your mascot, which could be a teddy or a toy or whatever. And for the fourth place, you had to make a mini model of that form of engineering. So I chose a mini pump.
Okay. And how long did it take you to do all of that?
Well, I did it in different days, so probably a week.
Okay, that's very good. Did you enjoy taking part in all three challenges?
Yeah, it was really, really fun.
Did you find the experience of being involved in this a great help to you? You know, to help you think more creatively?
I had to think outside of the box and it was, yeah.
Yeah, did you find that difficult?
It wasn't too hard.
Okay. Do you believe a future career in engineering perhaps might be an option for you?
Yeah, I think it would be an option.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. So is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I would like to say thanks to Sandra and Greystone's guides for all the support.
Okay. Well, I have to say it's an absolutely tremendous achievement. Well done and congratulations again.
Thank you.
So I'm going to move on to you, Valeria, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
In February 2018, as Marita just mentioned earlier, Irish Girl Guides and Engineers Ireland teamed up to develop this new education initiative. How has it progressed over the last 3 years? Have there been many guides taking part?
It has been truly a success. We are really proud and we are looking forward to keeping working with Engineering Ireland. Yeah, you're right. In 2018, IGG launches these two new engineering badges, one for brownies, which are in between 7 and 10 years old, and one for guides that are in between 10 and 14. And it has been developed in partnership with Engineering Ireland, and so far a total of 2,169 brownies have earned the badge. 1,324 guides for a total of over 3,000, which is kind of an amazing outcome. And in the future, we would like to keep promoting this badge because we believe in our girls' capabilities and we want them to develop their skills in STEM. Yeah, so that's our hope and, you know, that's our kind of plan for the future.
Okay. And in your view, how do the challenges benefit young girls in terms of, you know, creative thinking, helping them to work on building an engineering mindset and so on?
Yeah, I mean, working through the badges allows the girl to explore as much as they can the scientific and technological world. And this allows them to kind of build their confidence and develop valuable life skills like teamwork, leadership, communication skills. And hopefully this will be helpful for their future and for their, you know, careers.
Would you agree that it helps to encourage young girls to explore the exciting possibilities for a future career in engineering?
Yeah, definitely. We do have girls that are, you know, in guides and in seniors that are actually studying engineering or STEM studies. So I strongly believe that supporting the girls to find their own way and to not be scared, not to be afraid of kind of put their hands into math, scientific subjects. It's the key to make them step forward and embrace STEM.
Okay. And have you found out that some guides may have actually already decided to think about a future career in engineering since taking part, of course, in the challenges?
Yeah, that's right. We actually have a lot of girls that have decided to start studying different STEM subjects. And recently, one of those girls have also run some activities with our youngest branches, which is kind of amazing because our little younger group can actually see that this is a reality. This is possible, you know?
Yes, of course, yeah. You mentioned earlier some stats and so far a total of almost 3,500 have earned badges. But that's still quite a huge uptake, isn't it?
It is, it is. We are really proud and I think that's amazing. And IGG wants to kind of spread it even more and work on this topic even more because we really want to kind of break all these harmful norms and gender stereotypes that makes difficult for girls to access these kind of studies and to access this kind of job.
Okay. And have you noticed a lot of good talent and high standard coming from guides who have taken part?
Well, I'd say that Marita's words on these kind of cover these answers in the sense that we have witnessed such a passion, such a willingness to kind of embrace this subject and trying their best and, you know, think outside the box to get the best solution possible and to get the best outcome possible. They makes us as Irish Girl Guides really proud and makes us think that this partnership is so valuable and so important for the work we are doing in Irish Girl Guides.
And Valeria, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I think I would like just mention the fact that we have been thinking a lot about a good way to kind of reward the girls that have taken part to this amazing e-badge. And at the end, we agreed with Marita that a really good way would have been to kind of finish the experience with a very special Q&A session with Finola O'Reilly, an Irish American engineering Miss Universe 2019. And also she's the director of the Space App hosted by NASA. And she was happy to kind of be our guest. And the girls had the chance to talk about STEM, her career, asking questions, and to see that it's actually possible to, you know, become an engineering and, you know, work to get there. So I think it was an amazing thing for them to take part.
Valeria, thanks for that. And Marita, anything else you'd like to mention?
I suppose the only thing that I thought might be interesting to know in terms of Ireland is that really in terms of female engineers, we're quite behind. Only 14% of graduates here are of graduate engineers are female, compared to 42% in Iceland or 40% in Poland. And this is in we're actually 34th out of 36 in the OECD countries. So really, you know, introducing young girls to engineering and kind of breaking those barriers, as Valeria was saying, is so important in kind of giving them that option to choose engineering. Not necessarily, you know, everybody does engineering, but at least understanding what engineering is and being able to make that choice for themselves. So I think it's a wonderful partnership we have, that we can reach these girls with Irish Girl Guides, and the Irish Girl Guides are so kind of passionate about it like us. So yeah, I just hopefully now we'll see lots more girls considering engineering for the future talent pipeline.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Valeria, Marita and Elodie, thanks for joining us today. Great talking with all of you. All the very best. Do take care.
Thanks, Johnny. Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny.
Now, that was Valeria Lorenzi, Irish Girl Guides Programme Officer, and Marita Riley of Engineers Ireland STEPS Programme, talking about competition and e-badge for Girl Guides. And also, I was joined with Elodie, a Girl Guide from Greystones, talking about her experience in winning the Engineering Design Award.